Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today. More with Kay Johnson Smith on Prop B after this.
Wow, it's a stampede. Seems these cattle can't wait to get to NutriBeef cattle feeds. NutriBeef is formulated to meet the different performance requirements of cows, calves, bulls, steers, or heifers. NutriBeef feeds by Nutrina offer exactly what your cattle need. Create heavyweights in your herd with NutriBeef cattle feeds, available at your Nutrina ag retailers. Now including Tractor Supply. Run on in and get yours today. Whoa! Stampede! Watch out!
Don't waste time away from your operation. Find all the equipment you need in one place. AuctionTime.com. Buy or sell heavy-duty trucks, farm equipment, and construction equipment. No buyer's fees, no hidden reserves. And unlike conventional auctions, AuctionTime.com gives potential buyers the chance to discuss specifics about the auction pieces with the seller directly or see the actual machine for themselves. Auctioning and bidding on the equipment you need is easy and efficient at AuctionTime.com. Register now. Register for free. Visit AuctionTime.com.
We continue to talk today about the ballot initiative in Missouri that drew a great deal of attention from all segments of the livestock industry across the U.S. that was passed earlier this month very narrowly. Proposition B, or Prop B for short, was also called the Puppy Mill Initiative. It basically was adopting new rules for dog breeders, including capping the number of dogs that are used for breeding purposes, requiring resting periods between breeding, and establishing other requirements as well. Kay Johnson Smith is Executive Director of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. She says there's no doubt in her mind that HSUS wants to use this puppy mill initiative as an entree into going after animal agriculture down the road.
And in fact, HSUS's cards were really shown just last week when one of its board members, who happens to be the comic strip writer for the Mutts cartoon that's syndicated in many papers around the country, even included a picture of a dog talking and saying, wow, now my life is better. But it's interesting that chickens also seem to live in the same sort of environment that I came from. And so it was sort of the dot, dot, dot. I mean, it's very clear that HSUS's next goal is to limit the numbers of animals that farmers can own. And if possible, to ban production altogether or ban modern production altogether.
So what do we learn from this defeat?
Well, again, looking at how close it was in Missouri, even though the animal breeders lost, it was very, very close because there was a very concerted grassroots effort. The only way we are going to expose HSUS's agenda and stop them from being able to control how animal owner businesses operate is to really educate the public, and it has to be a very grassroots effort. Agriculture needs to be involved in those ballot initiatives, or in advance of the ballot initiatives, really get to key decision makers, key influencers to help educate them on the issues. They need to look at non-traditional allies, possible union members or union organizations, church leaders, and get into those sorts of venues where the thought leaders influence how many of their members, how they vote.
Kay Johnson Smith with the Animal Agriculture Alliance, who adds that agriculture groups need to understand that the threat to their way of life and to our nation's food security by the Humane Society of the U.S. is far from over. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Aloha. Ron Hayes here, inviting you to join my wife and I on an adventure in the Hawaiian Islands, January 18th through the 27th. We'll enjoy warm sunshine, dramatic scenery, and deluxe resort hotels on the islands of Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. Our tour also includes several ag highlights, including the largest cattle ranch in Hawaii, the Maui Tropical Plantation, and Monsanto, Hawaii. For more information, call 1-800-826-2266 or log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any of our web pages. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.